FM 90.3 WJTL, Need to Breathe, Brother Phil Wickham, Living Hope, and Elisa Turner, My Prayer for You. Hey, good morning, Fred and Mindy with you at 7:20.
Weather forecast for today, please be careful. Excessive heat warning until 8 p.m. tonight. Hazy, hot, humid, scattered afternoon showers. Thunderstorms are possible today. High 96. It's going to feel like 106 due to that good old heat index. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Low 73. Wednesday, Independence Day, cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. High 90. It's already 78.
This morning, our friend and special guest, J.P. Robertson, hanging out with us. J.P. is an author, teacher, historian, and today he's bringing us his second book called Bride Tree. Good morning again to you, JP.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you here.
It's excellent to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your second book called Bride Tree. Tell us what it's all about.
All right. Well, Bride Tree is set in the French Revolution era, which I think is a very interesting time period in world history, very similar to our own American Revolution for a lot of reasons. And it was written with the inspiration of addressing challenges that face a lot of modern American women. We face this, I call it a kind of a girl-oriented book in a sense, and my wife was a big help in helping me write it and figure it out. But one of the things I really wanted to address was the idea that glamour and appeal, this kind of image that was presented to us through the media and through so many different methods, is not necessarily what all that God has for us, that there's a lot more for us out there that he has in his word. And so our main character, Viviane, which is a woman and the main character in our book, she faces a lot of these same challenges and comes to a world where glamour and all these things are the main forces that kind of govern everyone's life. So Bride Tree in itself sends a stark message that truth and love are synonymous. And we take a very different allegorical approach to help all of us, I trust, understand God's love in a real, more personal way.
What is the biggest challenge in writing historical fiction for you?
The biggest challenge in writing historical fiction is kind of stepping out of yourself to become your character. So when I'm writing a book that has a woman as the protagonist, I really need to do a lot of research and talk to my wife.
Sure.
To figure out is this a typical response? Is this the way that a woman might see this?
Yeah.
And in doing that, you know, once you can become your character, then you smooth sailing from there.
Tell us a little bit about how this is a story about the church and its relationship with God.
Absolutely. Bride Tree is also, at the same time, it's two stories. It's actually a story, an amazing story of a woman coming to really know God in a personal way. It's also allegorical of the church. Paul in Ephesians 5 compares the church to a woman or to a bride, hence the title Bride Tree. And the main character is a woman who is the recipient of a love that it just cannot be understood by human standards. And as she grows through this story and from the beginning to end, we see this growth and progression from a person who is kind of in a more neutral relationship and sees God in a more mental state to a person who actually experiences God in a real living way at the end of the book. And I believe that that's really what God has for us. Unfortunately, speaking of glamour and so forth, a lot of times in our Christian living, that kind of thought comes over that we need our big church buildings and our symbols and things like that to connect with God, when really what God desires is a soul-changing experience with all of us.
Yeah, we're talking with J.P. Robertson. He's the author of the book Bride Tree. It's the second in a trilogy. And if folks are interested in your books, where can they find them?
You can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kindle Unlimited, and also on my website, jprobinsonbooks.com.
So let's give a little tease to book three.
Oh, okay. Well, book three actually continues and finishes out Bride Tree. It picks up where the story ends on a very exciting, tense moment. Moving ahead into my new series, Northshire, picks up with World War One, and Northshire Heritage takes us in a whole new direction, letting us understand God's love from a perspective of a father looking for his prodigal child.
And when are those all projected to come out?
The Northshire Heritage book one will be coming out on November 11th, right around the time of the end of World War One here in the Europe. And the second part of that, In the Midst of the Flames, will be coming forth next spring.
Wonderful. Check it out. J.P. Robertson, available on Amazon and wherever books are found. It's called Bride Tree, and they can visit you online.
jprobinsonbooks.com.
Thank you so much for visiting us, J.P. Great to see you.
Likewise. Thank you
very
much.
Have a great day. Back to the music we go. Here's a classic from Out of the Grave. This is Hope in Sight. FM 90.3, WJTL, your home for Christ Community.